All right, guys, so have you ever used a Chromebook? So a Chromebook is a laptop that essentially runs a beefed up version of Google's browser, Chrome. You have file support, you have support for Android apps, and you know, Chromebooks have come in a variety of sizes, a variety of configurations, a variety of power levels, but now there's a new program in town called Chromebook Plus, and is aiming to bring a more unique, upscale, and hardware-specific take to the Chromebook. And I think it only gets better from here.
Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we?
All right, guys, so let's get right into it. So essentially, over 12 years ago, Google launched Chrome OS and the very first Chromebooks. But now we've got a new buddy in town, and that's Chromebook Plus. So going forward, there's going to be two classifications for any Chrome OS device, a normal Chromebook or a Chromebook Plus. So you might think this is a little boring, but it's a little bit more than just a name. So here's the thing. When I said we're talking about a better version of the Chromebook, I didn't lie. So here are the requirements. So your CPU must be a Core i3 from Intel or an AMD Ryzen 7000. RAM, you need at least 8 gigs. Storage, you need at least 128 gigs. Display, you need it to be at least 1080p or better. Display hardware needs to be IPS or better, and the webcam must be at least 1080p, and it must support temporal noise reduction. Guys, that's a damn good machine. So let's just take a few steps back. We've seen Chrome OS on various laptops throughout this 12-year span. We've seen bottom-of-the-barrel Chromebooks, like $149 being offered at Walmart, Target, and Best Buy that are having Atom processors and 4 gigabytes of RAM and 32 gigabytes of storage and 720 displays. And people get them and they complain about them. Oh, Chrome OS must suck. It's kind of like the age-old debate with older Android devices. So here's a quick little tangent. I used Android, I've used iOS. I prefer in daily an iOS device, but I come from a world of Android device after Android device. I tended to use Google's devices, the Nexus devices, before I switched over to an iPhone via the iPhone 5S and then 6 and then 7. You get the picture. There's a difference between buying a high-end device and a low-end device. You can't buy a bottom-of-the-barrel device and expect the same quality, fit, and polish that you would get out of its beefier, more expensive counterpart. That's just not how technology works. If you're putting more powerful hardware into a box, it's going to cost more money. So if you were one of those people that bought that $99 Chromebook blowout deal at Walmart and you complain to the high heavens that Chrome OS sucks. No, Chrome OS doesn't suck. It's a beautiful operating system. It's a bare bones operating system. And to be bare bones and to be lightweight, it does so much. And it gives 95 to 98% of users exactly what they need 100% of the time. What is that? An interface to the web with apps that they're used to. You made a bad decision and you bought a sucky machine. Okay? Chrome OS has never sucked. So having this designation is going to be great because you're going to know that you'll have these specifications that I just mentioned at a minimum, and it makes it easier for all consumers to understand what they're buying. So here's the thing, and this is from Android Authority, quote, it also means manufacturers won't be able to get away with selling quote unquote premium Chromebooks with only some of those requirements. So you heard me talking earlier about these crappy processors. So here's an example listed in this article. For example, the 2023 iteration of the Lenovo IdeaPad Chromebook Flex 3i has a list price of $349, but it has just 64 gigs of storage and a Intel Celeron N3400 processor. That's a piece of crap. And you're charging $350 about it. So here's the thing. You're also going to be getting this plus, this Chromebook plus. What does this mean? This enhanced webcam. So in addition to the 1080p webcam in every plus machine, Google is working in system level enhancements. So using AI, you can toggle on improvements to lighting and clarity, blur the background, and reduce audio noise. You're going to have Magic Eraser, one of Google's most popular AI-powered photo editing tools, will now work in the Google Photos app pre-installed on all Chromebook Plus laptops. File Sync. Your Chromebook Plus will keep your Google Workspace files on your machine locally automatically. They're also giving you creator tools. Chromebook Plus machines will much better work with graphically demanding programs such as the web version of Adobe Photoshop and Adobe Express. So here's a few things that are coming soon. Right-click AI editor. So when you're writing something on a Chromebook Plus, you'll be able to right-click and get an AI-powered tool to edit what you've written. Wallpaper generation. You want a wallpaper on your Chromebook that depicts New York City made out of chocolate? Boom. A new image generation tool built right into Chrome OS will make this for you and automatically apply it as your wallpaper with the proper dimensions. And last but not least, AI created video background. So like the wallpaper feature, this will create custom backgrounds for your video calls. And here's the thing, you might actually already own a Chromebook Plus capable machine. So based off of the specs that I read earlier, if you already own one of these machines that meet the hardware requirements of the Plus program, you'll get all the new features. Point blank period. Google says that they will roll out in the coming weeks these new features. And Google also said that it will provide a list of devices that will get this retroactive support. But of course, they were not received at the time that this article was published via Android Authority. So guys, Chromebook Plus, this is actually really freaking cool, because I think having this designation is going to be fantastic. Chromebooks already absolutely dominate education. It's basically Chromebook versus iPad here. And I feel like more people get Chromebooks just because they're cheaper. But here's the thing, cheap does not always mean good. And when you get to higher levels, I want to say, heck, maybe elementary, midway through middle school, rock a Chromebook. High school, we got to go with that Chromebook Plus. So absolutely love this move from Google. This is really, really good to know for a fact that you're getting good hardware, and know for a fact that the things that you want to do, your Chromebook will be capable to do. Guys, until next time, I'll holler at you. Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.